It's all happening too slowly for the people of Gaza. Legal action against Israel for alleged war crimes will take months, even years, before any outcome is reached. And Israel and Egypt are adding insult to the war's injuries by blocking supplies into and preventing exports out of the Strip. In Paris, a campaign calling on companies and consumers to boycott Israeli goods and services is well underway. The organizers are a loose coalition of Palestinian support groups who believe that sanctions, disinvestment and boycotts can bring significant pressure to bear on Israel.
The turnover in companies that are supported by Israel has gone down. So, you know, it's a way of putting pressure on regimes. If you remember the apartheid regime in South Africa, it went down basically because, among other things, there was a big boycott all around the world.
This is their latest action, a high-profile cycle ride through the streets of Paris. Around 200 people took part, snaking their way through wide boulevards and narrow streets and adding vibrancy to a sunny afternoon. The EU is Israel's largest trading partner, even surpassing that of the United States, and the produce from illegal Jewish settlements is a particular target in this campaign.
We have to stop to buy the products of the settlement in Palestine.
For example?
Like the dates and the vegetable, because it's in the Palestinian land and the money going to the Israeli bank.
The cycle ride was well organized and clearly lots of fun for those taking part. But the brutal reasons for this action were never far from activists' minds. June the 21st marks the official start of the French summer, and certainly today it's glorious weather and the crowds are out. And this can only be good for the campaigners as more people hear their message. Marc Vautier, Presse TV, Paris.